Okay, gentlemen, we're holding on Nun Amud Aleph. I'm just going to go back. We're going to start again from Lishna Achrina, just so we get a little bit of momentum. The Lishna Achrina on the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph, okay, the very bottom over there, discussing what if three people are in a group and they join with a different group. What's the chiyuv? Amar Rav Abba bar Shmuel Hachi Ketani. This is what it says. Shloshi Yashvu Lechol Kacha. Three people sat down to eat together. Afal Pisha Kol Echad V'Echad Ochol Mib Kikaro. Even though each person ate from their own piece of bread, Einan Rishon L'Chalak. They're no longer allowed to divide up. Inami. Now comes the part we're up to yesterday. Kiha De Rav Huna. Like Huna says, Yama Rav Huna. Shlosh Shabo Mishalosh Chaburos. You have three people who come from three different groups. Okay. Now, there are a couple different ways of learning what happened to the original groups. But let's assume for our purposes there were four people in the original groups, right? Ein and Rishay and Lechalik, that new group, since they originally were part of a Zimun, they can't break up. Okay? Mufarshim have a good time with this, what happens with the original group, etc., 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 etc. But let's assume the way I learned. Amar Rav Chista says Rav Chista that this din that Rav Huna established, that when you have three people, v'hu shebo mishalosh chaburos shal shlosh b'nei adam, that these three people originally came from groups of three people. Okay? That by each group there's a chi of zimun. Right? That if they come together, now they can't divide up. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Right? So according to Rashi, Dibur HaMaskel shebo'u, he explains, and most Mefarshim, they explain that what it means is she'ein rishon lechalek. That means that they need to make a zimun in the place that they have entered. They can't divide up from this without a zimun. Okay, other people disagree. The Rav Haigon, etc., they say the opposite, that the kavana is that if the three people come from three different groups, they can't make a zimun in this new place, but they have to go back from the original place. Okay. So there's different ways of learning this. Amar Rava, says Rava, turning over the page, or turning to Nun Amud Beis, Velo Amran, Ella Delay Agdi Muhanach, V'azmin Alayu Bidichtayu. Only in a case where the original Chabura, right, still was intact. And they haven't made a Zimun yet. Aval Azmin Alayu Bidichtayu, but if there was an original Zimun that was made in its original place, Paruch Zeman Menaihu. The Zeman is gone. The Chi of Zeman is gone. And even if these three new people came together in a new place and they came to bench, they cannot make a Zeman because the Chi of Zeman is gone. So Amar Rava Mina Min Allah. How do you know this, Halacha, that the Zeman is gone? And this story, it comes to the world of Tumah and Tara. So we're now bringing a raya from Zimun, from Tumah Tara, but the concept is the following. If something had was tumah, and it was split apart, and then put back together again, so it no longer has the status it had originally, okay? So you see a status change of something that was intact, broken apart, put back together again. So too, you're going to transfer that concept over to Zimun. Says the Gemara, Mino Amin Allah, how do I know this din? That three people who broke away from a group, right? The Zimun does not go back to them. The Chiv, so to speak, does not. Mita, you have a bed that is Tameh. It's a Mishnah in Caleb. You have a Mita that is Tameh. Shenignava Bechetia. That half of this bed somehow was stolen. Osha of the Chetia. Or half of it was lost. Osha Chilka Achin Osha Tafin. Or the owner died and the brothers divided it up, or the partnership dissolved. Tehora, this new bed, right? The limbs of the bed are not tummy by each and every person, okay? Because it's not going to come back. And therefore, it's like a kli that has no tumah. Hechzira, but if you put Humpty Dumpty back together again, Mikabela's tumah, mikan ulahava, it is now able to re-accept tumah weiter in the future. But says the Gemara, Mikanu Liba in, that's only weiter in the future, Limafrealai, but retroactively, you would not be able to receive Tumah, meaning that Tumah that was initially there is gone. Alma, what do we see from here? Kivan Dipalge, since they divide up the Mita originally, and then it no longer was called the Mita, Parukhla Tumah Mine. The Tumah has flown away from it literally. So that's the idea by Tumah. Now we transfer that concept back to Zimun. Hachinami, here also, Kevin to Azman Alayhu, since the Zimun was already made, and they were part of that original Zimun, even though they weren't there at the time, Parach Zimun Minayu, the Zimun has dissolved from it, and they are now ineligible Zimun downfield. Okay, so they are no longer part of the Zimun. That's what happened when you get dressed in the dark. I am not wearing a suit today. Okay, Shtei Chaburos. There are two groups. The Mishnah told us they ate together in one home. If group A sees group B, they could join together for a Zimun. The Gemara brings an additional way in which this group can be unified. Tana, the Tana taught us, even if they can't see each other, if they have a similar butler or waiter, Shamish Mitzarfen, he does combine them into one Zimun. Okay, Givaldi. At the time of Chazal, wine was made very, very strong, right? And it was made as a concentrate. And it wasn't able to be drank, right, without adding in water. The minhag was to add water, three contents to one content of wine. Okay? Azei zokt, another Mishnah. That's called mazgulo kos, right? They poured the cup. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah taught us, Ein mevarchin al hayayin, you can't make a bracha on the wine until you add water. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Chum moment, you can still make the bracha, mevarchin. Tanu Rabbanan, our holy rabbis taught us, Yayin, when it comes to wine, ad shelo nasa l'socho mayim, you don't make a bracha until you add water. Ein mevarchin al bori priya gafin, el bori priya eitz. Before you put in water, you make a bori pri ha eitz, right? Because without mayim, without water, you can't drink it, right? It doesn't have the maila of wine. Bori pri hagafen is a higher level bracha, right? So therefore, it's just like a grape beforehand, which has a bracha of bori pri ha'etz. An additional din in the brisa. V'notlin mimenu le'yadayim. Wow. You're allowed, before you add water, to use it for netilas yadayim. Because the entire time you don't add water, it's not called wine. But what is it called? May peris, right? Fruit juices, but fruit water. But the key word there is may. Since it has the word mayim, it is kosher for netilas yadayim for the seuda. Mishanas l'socho mayim, once you add water to it, and now it's able to be drank or drunk, mivarchin alev borei priyagafen, you can make a bracha of borei priyagafen. V'ein notlin mimenu l'yadayim, and since it's now called wine, you can't use it for netilas yadayim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the words of our holy rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, ben kachu, ben kach. Either way, whether you put water in or not, mivarchet alav bori pri hagafen, you automatically have to make a bori pri hagafen. V'ein notlin mimenu liyadayim, and since it's called wine and not meperis, you can't use it for netilas yadayim. Okay, the Gemara now wants to learn this Rebbe Lezer, that you're allowed to use it with to finatilas yadayim. Keman Ozla, who is it like? Hadar Mar Shmuel, that which Shmuel says. Which times are we like? Osa Adam Kol Tzarach of the Pas. A person is allowed to do anything when it comes to bread, and it's not considered bizayon, a disgrace to the food. Keman, who is that like? Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says the following, that you're allowed to wash your hands with potential wine, which l'chor would be a bizayon, a desecration, so to speak, to the food. So just like he allows you to do that to wine, so too he would allow you to do that with bread. Okay, we learned earlier that according to the Chachamim, even wine that hasn't been diluted yet, you make a bari pri hagafen. The Gemara is now going to bring as to where the Chachamim agree and admit to Rebbe Elazar that the wine requires water. Says Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, even though the Chacham says that wine that you haven't put water in yet, you make a bar per agafen, modim Chachamim lor belazer b'koshal bracha, when it comes to a koshal bracha, Friday night Kiddush, Abdullah, Sheva brachas, right, Birkas Hamazon, Birkas Hamazon, She'ein mivarchin alav, you can't make a bracha on it by Birkas Hamazon, ad she'yitein l'socho mayim, until you add water, says the Gemara, Mai Taima. What's the reason why the Chum agreed to Rebbe Elazar in that case? Rav Yoshia Be'inan, because you need mitzvah v'namuvchar. In order to bench on something, you need to have the ideal mitzvah v'namuvchar. and it's not a mitzvah min hamuvchar until you add wine. What exactly is the shear? It's a good question. So you have to look in the Gemara and Shabbos, daf ayin vav amid beis, that a kosher bracha requires 1/4, right, a revius of water, 1/4 of that. Okay. Anyway, three parts water, 1 part wine. Says the Gemara v'rabban. Asks the Gemara v'rabban, according to the Chumim that says that on wine that is not diluted, you make a bracha bori peregafen, l'may chazi. What is it useful for? How could you make a bracha? It can't be drank. What could you make a bracha on it for? So amabzera chazi li kuraiti. Yayin chai is able to be used as a drink for medicine, right? You know, sometimes medicine tastes bad. Well, because it's not diluted as much. That's what the case is. Okay. Since the Gemara mentioned the isser of using food in a bizoyan way, the Gemara is going to give a couple of examples of this. Tanu Rabbanan, holy rabbis taught us. Arba dvarim nemru hapas. There are 4 things we said about bread. Number 1, the way I always do this in the Gemara, the best way to remember is put a little 1 with a circle, 2 with a circle, 3 with a circle. This way, when you look back at the Gemara, bam, it's at your fingertips. Number 1, ein manichim basar chayal hapas. You don't put raw meat on bread, because then bread will become mias. Will become disgraceful based on this, and therefore we don't want to do that. Number 2, emavir kos male alapas. We don't use like bread as a tray for a full cup of a liquid, because what's going to happen? The liquid's going to wind up spilling on the bread, and the bread's going to be disgusting. Number 3, vein zarket es apas. You don't throw out bread. And this halach is very important. Today, I see people throwing out bread all the time. Put it in a bag and then put it in the garbage. But don't put it in the garbage without putting it in a bag. Number 4, vein somchen es ka'ar bepas. We don't rest the dish, the cooked dish, on the bread. Because what would happen? Maybe the soup will spill on the bread and make the bread a little bit gross. Although I like dipping my bread in the soup. It's one of my favorite things. But you don't like soup spilling on the bread, because then you're not going to serve it as bread down the road. Okay. The Gemara brings out a story vis-a-vis throwing out food. Amemer marzutra of Ashi. One time the big 3, Amemer marzutra of Ashi, Karchu rifte b'hadei adade, they broke bread together. Ais l'kamrei timri amoni, they brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. Shokel marzutra took from the fruits, psak l'kamrei de Rav Ashi distana. And he threw it to Rav Ashi. Wow. So Amr Leiser of Ashi says to Marzutra, Lo Stavar Lamar Lahad Desan, you don't learn like the following Brisa. Ein Zorken Es Ochlin, you can't throw food, right? Why are you throwing the food? And the reason why you can't throw food is because it's going to lead to the food becoming, wasteful. Says the Gemara, Ahi Bepas. That's when it comes to bread. There it's Tanya, we learned in a Brisa the following. I'm sorry, Ahi Bepas Tanya, that was learned with bread. Because when it comes to fruits, you're allowed to throw it. Ay va tanya, ay, but then we learn a brisa. Kashem shen zorken as a pas, kachin zorken as a ochlin. Just like you can't throw bread, you can't throw all kinds of food. There's no distinction between the two. So Marzutra responded with a question. Amalei, ay va tanya. Then we learn another brisa. Afal pishen zorken as a pas, even though you can't throw bread. Aval zorken as a ochlin, you can throw other items of food. And therefore the two brises seem to contradict each other. So how do you reconcile those? Ella loikasha. It all depends on the nature of the food. Ha b'midi d'mimos. One case is a case where you can't throw it, is where it will become gross through throwing it. Ha b'midi d'lo mamis. What is a case where you will not become gross? So there's no problem. Like, for example, an orange. There's nothing wrong with throwing an orange because it's got a peel around it. But that which will throw and it could break and splatter all over the place, that you can't throw. Agav, one should realize, what I always found it interesting, that Sfardim have a minug to throw the bread at the Friday night table. They have that minug. So I don't know what they do with this Gemara. They taina that it's a bracha payment. Is this true? Do you throw the bread?
We don't hand it to each other.
They don't hand it to each other. But you don't throw it either.
My family doesn't throw it.
You don't throw it. But you know people who do throw it. They're out there. It is a big minute. Okay, they're out there, guys. Just be careful. I'm sure they have a minute what to be sumach on. I think they do it to show it's a bracha. Like, look how much bread we have. I think it's something along those lines. Whatever. Payment, you have homework for tomorrow. Tanu Rabbanan. Our holy rabbis taught us. Mamshichin yayin betzinoris lifnei chasin v'kala. Lifnei kala. As a siman tov, they used to pour wine in like these little pipes as a sign to chasin v'kala. They should be wealthy, right? They should have a lot of good stuff. And it's not a bizayon to the wine. V'zorkin lifneim, we throw it to the chasin and kala, klayos v'egozim. We throw in front of them like rice and walnuts, etc. When do we do that? Only be mosachama. Only in the summertime, because in the summertime, the highways are paved properly. You don't have all the cement all over the place, and therefore, even if the food lands on the ground, you can pick it up and eat it. Right? They had that huge 5-second rule. Avalo bimosek shamim. In the years of rain, in the wintertime, they wouldn't do it because the roads were gross, and therefore, if the food landed in these streets, that would be awful. Right? Okay? Avalo, but they wouldn't throw gluskos. They wouldn't throw like nice cakes. You know, the gluskas this time of year. It's chametz, right? That's the serious chametz. Shema yumsa gluska yafa. Okay, that's a gluska. Lo bimosachama, you can't throw it not in the summertime. V'lo yibimosach shamim, because that's always going to be gross. The Gemara now transfers over to somebody who ate food without a bracha. What should he do? You should never know this halacha, but it's important to know. Amar Rav Yehuda. Shachach, let's say you forgot to make a bracha. V'ichnis ochel l'toch piv below bracha. You put the food into your mouth without a bracha. Chas v'shalom. What should you do? Misalkin l'tzad echad. You move the food over to one side of the mouth. U'mevarich. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to bring three different opinions and we're going to reconcile the three and then we're going to daven shachas. You ready? Tanya chad, we learned in a braisa, one opinion says if you forgot to eat, make a bracha bowl and you swallow it. Tanya idach, we learned in a second braisa, polton, you spit it out. Vitanya idach, and we learned in a third braisa, if you put food in your mouth without eating it, misalkin, you move it over to the sidelines of your mouth. How do we reconcile all three braisas? I'm glad you asked. Low kash, there's not a difficulty. Hud, disanya bolin, what's the case when we say swallow it? Bimashkin, that's talking about liquids. Right, you have no choice. Hud, disanya polton, the case when you say spit it out, bimidi de lo mimis. That's if it's something that's not gross. You spit it out, you put it in your hands, and then you make a bracha, then you put it back in your mouth. Vahud, disanya misalkin, and the case where you put it to the sidelines of your mouth, is bimidi de mimis, is something that will become gross. And therefore, for example, strawberries or grapes, you put it to the side of your mouth, you make a bracha, and then you call it a day. Wait, I'm sorry, it's a little bit more. But the midi de lo mimis, but something that's not disgusting, nami l'salkina l'tzarechet of levarech. You should also put it over to one side of your mouth and make a bracha. So targum Rabbi Yitzchak Kaska, kamed Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, mishum denemar, it says in Pasuk, yemale pi tilasecha. One should fill up his mouth and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you hear? That the mouth has to be empty. I'm sorry, yemale pi tilasecha. Your mouth should be filled with making brachas Hashem. Therefore, the only way to do that is if your mouth is empty from food. So therefore, best thing is to take it out of your mouth if you can. Have a wonderful day.